I had three fantastic seasons in Feyenoord in Holland, and that was for me the moment to look forward to something else outside of Holland. And from the beginning, I was very interesting in the Premier League because we know a lot about the competition. A lot of Dutch football players are playing in the past, in the future will be in England, and it's a great competition. It's the most strongest competition in Europe, and with the fans, the stadiums, the ambience in all of the stadiums.
What did the club say to you to attract you? To what do they want you to deliver? What's the project?
I knew a little bit of Southampton because before the first meeting, what I had with Mr. Les Reed, I had some information. I knew about the academy of Southampton, that always that they bring good young players, and we are used to work with a lot of young players in Holland, and that philosophy was great. It was is very similar as my own philosophy about football.
You have played for some clubs who have amazing philosophies on football. Do you bring a lot of those thoughts with you to how you want this team to play?
Yes, of course. It's my own experience, my experience as player, and my own experience as coach in the last few 10, 12 years. And I will bring in, because we need that. The young players need that experience. And we will do everything to continue what Southampton FC did last season.
Mm. Do you find an extra pressure on you as a manager because you were so famous as a player? Does it create more expectations on Ronald Koeman?
Maybe it will be creating some more expectation. Maybe, but I'm used to have that pressure, and for myself, that's not the problem.
You've inherited a team who've had a great season. There's been lots of changes in the last few weeks in various ways. How have you dealt with that?
After the first meeting what I had with Les Reed, it was very open, clear, that situation, because he told me that normally we will lose Shaw, we will lose Lallana, and the rest of the players we like to keep, because we are not a selling club. We like to continue, even we like to do the things more better. And even better than you have. First of all, you need all the good players, and now we bring Tadic in, and there will come some other players to keep that level. What we need to continue what we like.
That'll be music to supporters' ears, because I think the big worry is that the club are going to go in the wrong direction because all these players they've known for years have gone. So yeah. Tadic, you're saying, can fill quite a big hole in the squad, yeah?
Yeah, but I can say, and I can promise the fans that we will continue this, because if I had 1 second or one moment the feeling that everything is going in a wrong direction, I never accept to be the manager, and we go forward for that.
Yeah, of course. Tadic has a great record with his statistics, his assists, his goals from midfield. Do you think he can prosper in the Premier League, be a success in the Premier League?
I think so. It will be more tough for him and more difficult, because the level in Holland is not like the level in the Premier League. It will be more difficult for them, but I'm sure it's a great player for us, and it's only 24, 25. He had to do some years to look forward and to work on that. And it will be a great player for the fans, and they will like him.
Is there any progress on the Pella front and his possibility of coming here still? Is that still ongoing?
Yeah, we're still working on that. And I think we need some few days more to bring that news. But we're doing everything for that.
Obviously, you could do little about Lallana and Shaw and Lambert going. The Dejan Lovren situation has obviously made a lot of people shocked because of the way him and his agent have said things. How do you go forward with that? Is there a way forward for him, or has he burnt his bridges at Southampton?
No, there's always a way forward, because I spoke 2 times by telephone with Dejan about this situation. He's still a player of Southampton, because still there is a contract on the table. And normally he has to come back this Sunday, and we will wait. And when he come back, we will have a talk with him. And he's one of the key players, and we are not a selling club. I'm not a manager who will sell all the best players. No, we go forward for that, and we do everything to keep that kind of players.
It's giving you some extra problems you probably didn't envisage you would have in your first few weeks. It's a test for you early on, isn't it?
No, but I'm an experienced manager, yeah. And as a manager, always you'll have that type of confrontations. But what I like is the respect for the player, the respect for the player to the club, to the manager, to the rest of the teammates, and that's not good. That stories in the media, because we have to keep that inside.
Yeah, how's the atmosphere been on the training ground? Have you found your first couple of weeks?
Yeah, fantastic. There is a fantastic ambition in the team, and they work very hard in the sessions. And next week we go for Belgium. We will play and we will start for two friendly matches over there. And I'm very proud. I'm very happy about the way how they do the training sessions.
Will you have all the World Cup players back for the trip, do you think?
No. Yoshida, yes, will come back Sunday. Lovren has to come back Sunday. Ramirez will get a 1 week off more. And Schneiderlin will have 2 weeks more.
Okay.
And then I hope that we have, on that moment, the full squad together to prepare the competition.
Are you in a position where you've managed to have assurances from players that they want to stay? Or have you not had to do that? Does that not work like that?
No. After the first meeting, what I had with the club, and we said against each other, we will do everything to keep the key players. And we know that in some positions we need other players, and we're looking for that. And I can believe to the fans and promise the fans that from the beginning of the competition, Southampton will have a good and a strong football team.
Yeah, because obviously you've got till the end of August, but I imagine you would like to do a lot of your business before August the 16th.
Always you like to have your squad finally in the beginning of the pre-season. But we know that always it will give some changes in the pre-season, and we're used to that, and that sometimes it's my problem, but it's the same problem for the rest of the managers.
Just finally on Daniel Osvaldo, I know he's had difficulties with the club and there's been a massive gap between him and the club after what happened before you arrived. Is there anything you can say about his situation, or does he need to find another football club?
No. First, he has a contract with Southampton, and first he has to come back. And then we will have a talk, and I will see when he comes back.
And just one last thing that I've just forgotten about. There were a number of players, as we approach the end of last season, who are out of contract next summer. Jack Cork, Jose Font, Artur Boric, Yoshida. Have you been in a position yet, or had the time yet, to thrash out their futures and to give them their guidance as to where they're going? Because obviously they're into the last year of a contract.
Still not. I need some few weeks more for that,
right,
to make that kind of decision.
Because usually as a player, you'd want that done months ago, wouldn't you?
Yeah, for them, it's difficult. That's normal if you are in your last season contract. Of course, you have to know something of the club, but there's now a new situation in the club, and we need some more time for that.